I worked for 8 years for Ken Livingstone when he was head of the GLC, and he used to say, you know, okay, the sun may hate me, but at least when I speak directly on the radio or the television, it's an unmediated voice. And I think we have to be very clever in using the media, in using all the new media that are available. And if you look at Obama's campaign and some of the stuff that's been happening, I think it's great. I think, you know, I think actually some of the press barons are quaking in their shoes at the likely effect of some of this social media. I'm going to say it's probably not going to make me very popular, and I'm sorry that the speaker from the back is not, but guys, it takes two to tango. And there is absolutely no bloody point telling your members that the Labour government is shit, it's crap, it's not doing anything for it, and then, lo and behold, 6 weeks before the election, turning around and say, oh, by the way, now you need to vote for them. I mean, hey. You know, I'm sorry to say this, but I do think both sides need to reflect, actually, on how they behaved towards each other at times. And I think that those trade unions that didn't do that, and Community and Usdaw, who had a consistent message. You know, I remember in 2001, the Usdaw pamphlet, you know, what's the Labour government ever done for... Oh, no, that was the Unison one. What's the Labour government? They did 101 things from your Labour... You know, frankly, you know, if trade unions are serious about needing Labour and government, alongside the justifiable criticism, there also needs to be a daily, a weekly, an hourly reassurance of people, you know, that Labour government is worth having. And if we don't do that, that's one of the lessons, quite really frankly, I think we need to learn from the last 13 years.
Well, I strongly agree with that, as you would expect. I mean, it's a very strange relationship. I would have lost my seat without trade union support. The Unite campaign of mobilising their members was critical. We would have lost equally. David, who said that... David, you just come back in, who said that Tony Woodley was not listened to. I spoke to Tony Woodley in the last 5 years more than I spoke to my wife.
She's over there.
I mean, Tony Woodley, we saved General Motors at Ellesmere Port. We, the Labour government and Unite and the other unions, and Tony was critical in that. And Tony, you know, the idea that Tony Woodley don't have an open door is just not my experience. It's just fanciful. But it's also... Well, David, it's in my view, it's just not true. But listen, the idea that it's the Labour leadership that is holding back industrial action is just not true. There has not been strike action for an indefinite period, other than on, I think, two occasions in 13 years. People don't go on strike indefinitely anymore. They can't afford to if they ever could. The strike action that there has been one-day action. And this idea that the Labour legislation is somehow or other holding back the mass workers from their all-out strike action is bullshit. And you're kidding yourself if you think that's what... People aren't going to do it. They might go on strike 2 or 3 days for a protest. But don't forget, with mortgage costs not covered by benefits, as they used to be, and with the cost of living, the margins being squeezed, people aren't going to do it. So there has to be a different strategy. Tony... I think, asked about the leadership election. It's critical that we all say that Ed Miliband was elected by ordinary nurses, lorry drivers, bin men and others, not by union barons. Incidentally, that argument has the virtue of truth. It's always an advantage in politics. It's never a necessity, but that was aimed at my cynical friend at the back there who said he didn't believe me. But I think that's important. The low turnout is obviously a problem, but for those of you who've got doubts, people who pay trade union subs, how much is your sub a week or a month now? Will it be?
Over £5, and we pay £20 into the...
My point is that the commitment from the trade union member to join the union, to regularly pay from their hard-earned cash, is much greater financially than the commitment that we give as party members to the party. Don't underestimate the tie between the union member and the union. It's a lot deeper and broader than the commentariat, who have no experience with that, or little, understand. And we have to argue it, as I believe John Smith argued it, in that base. And it gives Ed a mandate that Cameron can't dream of having. And we have to frame it in that way. I'm not naive as to how we'll do it.